Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com.
Concrete's ready and mixed.
You laid some concrete in your day, didn't you?
I was a concrete guy. That's what I did.
That's where you picked up your shirts.
The shirts right there.
You guessed that for Brian Wilson's wife. And Heyman's question today. Yes,
that's what I figured.
Sand and gravel.
Sand and gravel company.
Sand and gravel. They have sand and gravel now.
Yeah, well, I thought, hey, there's a lot of concrete.
It's very possible.
Very possible.
It was a possible answer.
God, do you think they have flourishing sand and gravel in L.A.? I don't know. Anyway. Well, I mean, there's a lot of sand. There's a lot of
gravel. So sand and gravel.
It was a possible guess. It wasn't the worst guess.
No.
Gave it a shot.
No. Okay, we're steaming through.
We are steaming through.
June 19th.
Yes.
Today is Thursday. Tomorrow we'll wrap up the week. We have no foreseeable off days in the future.
We do. The 4th of July is approaching.
When do we get our month off? Jake?
To work that one out.
Retirement.
Yes. Retirement.
4th of July is a Friday this year, so we got actually a long weekend for that.
What are we doing for that week?
We'll have shows Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
And Thursday, I guess, right?
Okay, so it's not too short of a week.
We don't have a Friday show. Make sure I'm writing that.
Yeah. Oh, why wouldn't we have a... Now, Bill.
Yeah, we'll have a show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday that week.
No Friday show.
No, we'll be off for 4th of July weekend.
You could feasibly have a show on the 4th of July.
Go for it.
You bet. I'll listen.
Yep, stay here.
I'll log in.
Yeah, I'll chime in.
Sips here. That'd be awesome.
It's morning.
I'll actually be up in Bill's neck of the woods for 4th of July.
Where are you going?
I'm going Brockton? To Niobrara State Park.
Whoa!
So I'll be right by the cabin. I got to stop. If you're up there, Bill, we're hanging out. I'm coming
Jake's
to the saloon.
Be within miles.
I'm coming to the saloon.
What are you
I've never
at
been
Niobrara
to the saloon.
State Park.
I'm going with Elizabeth's family.
Oh, really?
Got some campers parked. You guys got a cabin.
There's a cab. There's a cabin.
Okay.
So I'm not in the 98 degree heat tenting outside. Yeah, they know my thoughts on this. Yeah. This is not news. I look forward to being out there. I do.
I don't think you
sounds
do.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it.
I also prefer AC at nighttime.
Sounds like he's all.
No, she knows. She knows. This is not news to any of them.
No,
but I participate. I'm very active in the camping.
Are you going to play the Niobrara
Valley Golf
Association. You have convinced me. I'm going to see if we can play Tatanka.
I participated.
But your glowing review of the Niobrara, the very flat course, I think I have to play
it. You need to play it. You need to play it. You'll love it. You'll absolutely love it.
As Bill has said on the air, I've never been before. I tried to go in a couple years ago, but it was in COVID. It wasn't open. There's a saloon in Niobrara. I need to go to it. Yeah. It's got the doors when you go in there. I've never been.
Yeah.
I look forward to going. I'm going to bust in. Going to do that.
Yes.
So I will. Look forward to that. Okay. 464-5685. Call or text as always. It is the offseason. I thought ESPN had a nice idea yesterday about the unbreakable records in college football. Mm-hmm. They gave 10 that they do not think are breakable. I'm going to ask if you think any of these are truly breakable.
I thought this list intrigued me.
It was pretty
good. I'm not a big list guy, Steve. This list I really enjoyed.
Sip Love's list.
Hey, rank the top 10 NFL quarterbacks. No.
I've never seen like these things in order before in terms
of
being listed.
This was a good idea.
So here's the 10. We'll see if you think they're unbreakable. Number one, they think this is unbreakable. Oklahoma's 47-game win streak in the 1950s.
Yeah.
I don't think that's getting broken.
I just don't see it.
No.
Not now.
What's the longest streak we've even had in recent years? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So we're both all saying no there. No. Now, they give a point. So the next one is Barry Sanders' individual season rush records, 2,600 yards plus in 1988, I believe. Ashton Gentry was less than 100 yards shy of it, but also played in three more games. So they're going off of the actual games played. Barry Sanders' record probably won't be broke if you go off the games played.
Also,
right?
If I make sure I'm you can always double check my work here, but Barry Sanders' yards in the bowl game didn't count.
They didn't. Okay.
So if you add his bowl game numbers,
It would be untouchable.
Are you saying this one's untouchable?
I think it always has a chance to be able to.
Yeah, I don't look at this one like number one.
It doesn't look remotely close to number one. If someone says, hey, you got to bet on one of these, all my money's on someone's going to break this rushing record.
One and two are really interesting to me because the reaction to Oklahoma's 47-game win streak, no way.
No, yeah.
The next one, you could get like a lower-level guy, a lower-level FBS guy. Against that sort of competition that goes wild in the Sun Belt for a year or something. So, I think that one could get topped. Go.
The next one I wasn't even aware of. This is a very impressive. Bobby Bowden, of course, at Florida State, he finished in the top five every year from 1987 to 2000. That's never happened before besides
top five.
That. Will we ever see a team go 13 years in a row in the top five?
Who would your main candidate be? Let me ask you that. I have one.
Georgia's one.
Ohio State.
Ohio State would have a chance. So I'm gonna take the field and say no, it's not gonna get broken because it's so easy to have one out of there. But there's that still has a chance. I think number one has no chance. This one could still maybe happen. I'd love to know right now. What the current run?
What
is
the current one? What's Ohio State?
Don't ask questions I don't know.
We'll figure that one out.
Anyway, don't worry about that. Go to the next.
Okay, number four, Oklahoma in 1971 averaged 472.4 rushing yards per game. That's not going to get topped ever again, right?
No
chance.
No.
Even the Service Academy still put up big rushing yards, but not like that.
There's a chance with the Service Academies just because I would say no, but they have a chance. They really do. Because when you throw it twice a game, you have a shot. Mm-hmm. You have a real shot. But no.
Now, number five, this guy really hopes that this record. I didn't know this one existed either.
One of my favorites.
So in 1969, we had a record for most interceptions thrown in a game. That was by Florida's John Reeves, who threw 9 interceptions in a game in 1969. He hopes that gets surpassed, I think. I don't know if it's going to. 9 picks, you probably get pulled before you get, when you get to 5, maybe, I would think, right?
I can imagine the offensive coordinator just saying, John, I don't give a damn. Just do what you do.
Just do it. hey, short memory, man. Right. Hey, short memory. Get out there.
John, just, I don't know.
I didn't even throw it enough in 1969 to get 9 interceptions. They threw it like 20 times a game.
At 6, I think you're just saying the hell with it.
Yeah, I think you are, too. Let it rip.
All right, John, we've lost the game. Just
let
keep
it rip,
going.
James.
So we're saying that one's not going to get surpassed. We agree on that? No one's throwing 10 picks in the game.
I don't think you're allowing a guy to.
It's not going to happen. Number six, Derek Thomas, 27 sacks in a season at Alabama in 1988.
God,
I don't think that's getting topped.
No. I can't see it.
27.
And the weird part of it is it's technically not a record because they didn't keep track of sacks back then.
Oh, my God.
So, it's confirmed that he had that many sacks. That's the part with Barry Sanders I don't understand. It's like he played in the game. He played in the Holiday Bowl. Just give him the yards.
Tack it on.
Just tack it on. It's not that hard.
Derek Thomas,
sacks weren't
tracked. Is that what you're saying?
They were tracked. They were not an official stat.
Mm.
Can you imagine getting 27 sacks?
He's averaging two and a half a game.
I'm going to go back in time. Also, in 1988, they weren't throwing the ball like they. I mean, the opportunities for sacks were also a lot. You're in the SEC playing. Imagine how many less opportunities you played against some teams and maybe threw it 12 times in a game.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano. Or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl. It's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl. Happy Friday. It's Jen. Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
That's amazing. 13 and a half is a big number.
Yes.
That's halfway there.
27 sacks. We say no on that one. Number seven.
We'll say no.
In 2003, Antonio Perkins of Oklahoma had 3 punt return touchdowns in a single game. Now, we've seen great players like Demone Pearsonell, DeJuan Gross at Nebraska, of course, before that, many returners. But 3 punt returns in a game for touchdown? That's tough to do.
I'm going to say no.
Are you not seeing as many returns? That's part of the discussion.
Well, there are some ways, if you want to, with the Aussie style and ball control, to listen to things. Also, in those days, it was still pro punt, And so the initial protection team would vertically set in protection, like a pass protection. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now you protect more like through your zone, and it's a little bit different. There's also a little more free releases. And also people have been very educated on we've got to have guys out there that can protect and cover. And so there's a lot of reasons to it. But, I mean, just to get one, it is really hard. So three in a game. I mean, like this last season, I don't know what the – I mean, you guys watch every one of Nebraska. Did they have a punt return for a touchdown?
Nebraska, no.
In this last year. So getting one, a couple – if you get three a season, no. Really good year.
Three in a
it's
game.
It's a good year. It's a really good year. Three in a game.
I don't look at that one like Derek Thomas's, though.
No. That could still happen. Yeah. Because you could get an Ohio State against a Kent State.
Right.
And all of a sudden they're just rifling line drive punts and you have a chance. So a chance, yes.
That one is potentially at least tieable, if not breakable. Number eight, Marcus Allen rushing over 200 yards in 8 of 11 games in 1981. Apparently Barry Sanders did not even do that. He had, I think, in 7 of 11. Mm-hmm. So he was short of that. But Marcus Allen, 200 plus yards in 8 of 11 games. I think that's probably attainable.
It could happen.
That one's not unbreakable, right?
It's not number one. It's not Derek Thomas. It's got a chance.
This is fun.
Number nine, Patrick Mahomes, 819 yards of offense in a game against Baker Mayfield back in 2018.
Now, was it 819 passing or 819 total?
That was
offense?
His total yards.
So he had rushing yards
in there
also.
As well.
Somebody could get loose.
He had almost 1,000 yards in a game.
It's weird offense. Things happen that could happen. It's still beyond. Because remember, he did that against Oklahoma.
Yes.
Against Oklahoma. And when Oklahoma was rolling, their quarterback, you know, he won the Heisman.
Mayfield.
The other quarterback won the Heisman.
Game.
Baker?
Yeah.
Somebody could get loose and do it.
And the last one on the list is Nick Saban's 100 straight wins over unranked teams. That is.
I would say
that's
no,
really
just
difficult.
Because you have to, your longevity has to be, you know, how many unranked teams can you play a year? It might be, you know, 6. I don't know, but some conferences more, but I don't know. It just because the longevity, you have to be in the game so much.
What's more impressive to you, Nick Saban's 100 straight wins over unranked teams or Florida State's run of top 5 finishes 14 years?
Florida State.
Yeah.
I think you have to
because
go
with those, at least in those 100 games, everyone would probably say that Alabama or LSU, I'm sure it's the combination of both, that they were the better team. So, but to go, you know, everyone's chasing you at Florida State.
And that's remarkable.
Remarkable. Everyone's chasing you and being in the top 5.
That's remarkable. That might be the most remarkable one.
I don't know. Were you guys aware of that before this? You knew he had all the top 5 for 13 straight years. That
I wasn't aware of it.
But here's the thing, Jake. After about like year 8 or 9, you thought nothing really of it.
It's just a gift.
Yeah, we have Florida State. Yeah, it's going to be Florida. And also, Jake, during that time, the Florida State-Miami game was an epic game. You couldn't wait.
Epic.
You couldn't wait to see it.
Oh,
it was like the world stopped.
God
the
dang
world
it. Better
stopped.
Times again.
Better times.
God. So tired of it. That's better times.
Better times,
though.
Yeah.
Remember, Miami-Florida State was huge.
And Florida State lost like missed kicks.
Yeah.
And it was like, you
wide
know,
right.
18-16 right. games. It was just, yeah, everything was kind of that direction.
Dang it. Yeah, Bowden had it rolling.
Yeah.
13 straight years, top 5. Had a chance to win the title for 13 straight years.
Now, I would love to see, this broken up into play on the field and coaching. I'd love to see 10 facts or a list of the coaching ones. Okay, Florida State, this one with Saban, this one with whoever. I'd like to see like what they thought were like 10 top coaching achievements in college.
Go
football.
To work on that. You and Shindy.
Do it. Me and Shindy will do it. You can hypnotize
somebody.
I could do it too.
I mean,
I'm looking right now. So we like to ask the question, can somebody now catch Florida State for the top? To finish in the top 5 for 13 straight years. Look at Ohio State.
Yeah, what is Ohio State?
This is the AP
poll.
AP poll. They finished 10th in 2023.
Mm-hmm. So they're
right now they're at one.
They're at one. They're at one.
one but what one. You got their run?
Yeah, I do. So this is the AP.
How far away?
The post. They were 6th in 2021. So you, again, start over there. Mm-hmm. But before they had a run of 4 years, from 2017 to 2020, they were in the top 5. Mm-hmm. That's 4.
Yeah,
they were 6 in 2016.
Mm-hmm. And there's more parity now. Things are spread out different. It's a little bit.
Yeah, it's a way different situation.
It's a way different situation.
It is.
Yeah. So I think that would be a no.
You're gonna have outliers kind of throw wrenches into things like Texas.
If you have, just think about what it would be like if all of a sudden there was whatever team it was, and they did it 7 years in a row. We'd be blown away. And then do it for six more years. Oh. I mean, we'd be just absolutely blown away if that happened.
Like Ohio State's been they've been so consistent. They still have just 1 year now. They get one on the ledger of top five.
I don't see it happening.
It's just not going to happen. No. Bobby Bowden.
What a great segment, Jake.
I thought it was fun. Yeah. I thought ESPN did a nice job. I've never seen all those different ones laid out like that before.
I'd like to do more lists.
Lists like this, yes.
It is summer radio. You like the list season. It's great.
Yes. We're That's in the heart of summer.
Yes.
Heat wave. Lemonade stands.
I saw there's one
it's a great one on my neighborhood.
Okay, here's the question about that, Bill. Lemonade stands. Because there's in my neighborhood, I see one, but it's out there every single day. Is that too much? Like how much what is the respectable amount of time you should be at a lemonade stand for the people doing the stands? There's a rules here.
So this
is kind of a parenting
day.
Tip here.
So you set up every day. I don't think you're obligated to every day. I really to stop.
Well, is it too much?
I have purchased
asking.
Twice from them, but I don't purchase every
time.
Oh, are
you obligated as a consumer?
But also, should they be setting up every single day? It kind of runs its course, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I like the surprise element of it. I like the setup, and so yeah, I'm going to say you're not. I don't think you're obligated to every day have to stop and pay for lemonade. No,
I'd be curious if the parents are saying, "Is this like, are you going to do this every day? Is this going to be something?
What are we doing?
Break
here?
This up? Maybe next week we take it off or do it one day a week?
Interesting.
Yeah,
every day.
It was at least two straight weeks.
Wow.
Okay, that's a lot.
Two straight weeks. I don't know about the weekends for sure, but like Monday through Friday, yes,
so,
out there.
So this falls into Jake calling out his neighbors like he did when he got stuck.
Neighbor Dave, help me out.
Is this Dave's house?
No, it's not Dave's house. It's on the same street as Dave's house. Okay. It's at the intersection before
these
he gets
are going
to
get awkward over there. I'm going to go to Jake's house. And
I would never talk bad about Dave. Dave saved me that day.
Toilet paper his trees.
I would never do that to Dave, ever. Before we get to break, if you are in need of help for your Apple products, talking phones, watches, computers, the place you'd go to in Lincoln, GI, Kearney, or Hastings is Computer Hardware. 45 years in operation. Sometimes Bill goes and just for the hell of it. Say, you know what? I'm going to go see Trip today.
Knock my computer off. Gosh darn it, Laura.
Fell off again.
Knocked my laptop off. I got to go see Trip. Want a taco?
Burrito.
I'll bring you back a taco from Taco Inn. 45 years in operation. Go see Trip and the team. You can also buy new products there, but they will fix all your Apple devices.
He has an incredible T-shirt.
He did.
Trip. We're very fortunate to have this in our lives.
Trip has been a joy for us. What's next, Jake?
I'm going to get to this question about Nebraska's schedule in October.
Okay.
I've got an October Nebraska schedule question for you next, an early break in the ticket.
Yeah.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.